sir. Let's go for it. All right, so want to welcome you guys back to another episode, first episode in a while of the Let's Talk Snowboarding podcast presented by Mountain Vibes. I will be your co-host, Dylan Halverson, and I am joined by the man, the owner, the CEO, founder, co-founder of Mountain Vibes, Mr. Justin Desmond, and we are so stoked to be talking right now. How we doing? How's it going, boss?
Good. How's everything up in Idaho?
Oh, it's good. You know, my son is napping currently upstairs, and you know, we got to squeeze a podcast in, you know, get to talk to you. You know, it snowed about 4 inches the other day. So the resorts are getting a little bit of snow. It's still just like one run up at Schweitzer right now, our local resort up here near Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene. So that's where I'm working as a snowboard instructor for the season. And, you know, we're still vibing. I was actually out with one of our reps the other day, Pat Newton, and we got to film some content, so it's always good to go shredding with the boys.
Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's talk, man. So basically I wanna take it all the way back to when, you know, the first time you ever like step foot on a mountain, step foot on the snowboard. What was that day like? And you know what happened? Like, take us back to a young Justin out there trying to shred.
Yeah, definitely. I grew up back east in Western Massachusetts, and you know, I was always into organized sports quite a bit. I played baseball, basketball, soccer, and a couple other sports as well, but always organized sports. And eventually I just kind of wanted to do something that was my own thing. So I think, you know, all of us, when we go through childhood, we kind of have those moments or those periods where like life isn't the easiest for you. So, and during that time for me, I ended up asking my father for a snowboard for Christmas. I ended up getting a Kemper 150. I still have it in the garage. Love that board. And, yeah, I ended up going to a mountain, man. I self-taught myself. We went after school to this mountain called Bosque in Western Massachusetts. And, you know, I'd go at night where the lights were at. And the first time I went there, I got off the chairlift and fell like we always fall, and tumbled my way down the mountain, and then got back up on the chairlift, went up, tumbled again, and then sat at the side of the mountain for like a half hour. Like, man, is this really worth it? You know, and then I was very determined. So got up after a little while and started doing it, and went home that night with some black and blues, and something about that was enjoyable to me. So the next day I said, let's do it again. And then let's do it again. And then it was yesterday news. Before I knew it, I was riding 100, 120 days a year back east and fell in love.
That's right, man. Like I had a similar experience, you know, growing up in Southern Oregon. You know, I idolized all these guys and everything. I would watch snowboard videos all the time. But my first experience was actually on my property with a little, you know, Walmart board with some plastic straps and a plastic base, you know, but we were vibing. I always used to build jumps in my front yard, had a slope. And so I would build a jump and session as much as I could. But, you know, first time I ever went to a resort was Mount Ashland, local resort, right on the border of Oregon and California down there. And it was the same thing. You know, it was a blizzard that day. I didn't want to take a lesson. I was like, no, I'm just going to go up the bunny hill and I'm going to do it myself. But I was like so big that I couldn't even like get my boots on, couldn't get my straps on. And I was just getting pelted in the face. But, you know, I loved it so much. As soon as you start sliding, it's like nothing else, you know?
Were you born and raised in Idaho?
No, man. I actually was born and raised in Southwest Oregon, a little town called Cave Junction. It's on the way, if you're at all familiar with the area, it's a very unique spot. It's like out on the way to go to the entrance of the northern entrance of the Redwoods in Northern California. So it's kind of on the way from the I-5 corridor out to the coast. And, you know, it was just a small town, about 1,000 people when I was growing up. But, you know, I used to take the I used to drive to Grants Pass about 30 minutes away north, and the ski bus would pick us up there. And I would just ride the ski bus every weekend up to Ashland and try and go board. I actually couldn't board at first, so I just sucked it up and got on skis to get to slide. And I got sick of that for about after about two seasons. And so I went right back to snowboarding. So I've been boarding constantly since I was probably 12 years old, but really dived into it as soon as I moved up to Portland after college. I went to U of O, and then I went up to Portland, had a job up there, and then started working at the mountain as a ski patrol at first up at Timberline Lodge at Mount Hood, and then I went into instructing about 10 years ago. So I spent 5 seasons at Timberline instructing, and then I moved up here. Oh, it was 5, 6 years ago, with my wife. And I've been instructing up here at Schweitzer in Northern Idaho for the past 5 seasons. And now the story is that got a house up here, got a couple kids, and the rest is history. We're living the dream, up here. So yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. And it's just super awesome to be a part of this company in Mountain Vibes and getting to do this alongside you. And I've been looking up to you for a long time. I remember our first conversation actually on a recruiting call. You called me the most persistent mother effer you've ever encountered, because I was tagging
That
and
sounds
we
like
got a
something.
guy. Yeah, right. It sounds like somebody that we know currently, Shawnee's holding it down right now, 3X boarding. So, you gotta respect it.
Very rad, very rad.
Yeah, awesome, man. So, let's fast forward up until when you founded the company. Like, what was go like? Where were you at in life? I've heard, little snippets of stories and stuff like that, but I would love to hear like more like the founding of the Mountain Vibes family, back when you and Emily started it alongside, some of the riders and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Mountain Vibes was founded maybe 7 years ago. I think at that point I was out here already out here in California, and I was actually working at SpaceX in the research and development department, which I think was pretty cool. And I just remember thinking that, I always wanted to start like a charity and a group of people that kind of gave back, but I just never knew how. But I always had that love for snowboarding, and it kind of was like what kept me grounded as a kid. So when I started thinking about it, started talking about it with some friends, and ultimately just came up with Mountain Vibes. And it's funny too, because we knew from the beginning the whole objective was to be a charity and to give back to kids. And with that being said, my first name for the company was Shred Mountain Mafia. And I remember everybody that was surrounding me talking with me about it was literally like, how are you going to have a charity and have a mafia name? And I'm like, all right, back to the drawing boards, So we started kind of going back and forth. And then one day I was just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, I forget what I was looking at, or I was talking with somebody, and they said something like it's a vibe or something. And then it just kind of clicked into me, like mountain vibe. And then I'm like, mountain vibes. And then I'm like, I want us to be kind of unique on a mountain vibes rather than just a typical VIBES. And that's when I started playing with the word mountain vibes and throwing a Z on it, and it all looked real good. So I liked it.
Yeah, I think I remember like my first real introduction to the company was I think I had a mutual friend with Taylor Balfour, our rep down in Oregon, and I kind of like saw her on Instagram, and I was like, oh, what's this awesome shirt that she's rocking, like in those pictures that she has. So I was like, oh, what's Mountain Vibes? So I checked it out, and sure enough, I was like, oh man, this is so much up my alley as far as like what I want to do, be as far as instructing and stuff. Like, I'm really passionate about teaching young kids how to snowboard and think positively through snowboarding. And it changed my life, honestly. When I really dived into instructing and stuff like that, and then I kind of really dived into the sport a lot more as far as following stuff and, starting to look at content and create content and things like that, and giving back to the sport that, changed my life. So, and that's just so respectable, how you started it. It's super sick. And I gravitated towards it. So, man, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, I used to get offended, but I don't so much now. But in the beginning, I really wanted to eliminate the words company. And I really wanted everybody, and I to this day, like, I don't ever want Mountain Vibes in the beginning. It was funny. In the beginning, I was pressing so hard to have this family vibe. And I was the focal point for everybody. So everybody from all the different regions were calling and texting, and then we started these mass emails where there was new letters, and like the third or fourth newsletter, somebody had wrote, cause a handful of people would always click reply all. And, somebody responded and they're like, "Can you not click reply all? No one wants to see your reply." Well, I contacted that person and said, "You're probably with the wrong family, because everybody here should want to talk and hear from each other." So no joke, we ended up parting ways with that person. And then from that point on, I always put at the end of every one of our newsletters, reply alls are always welcome. And it's funny, because over the years now, people have seen each other's replies and they now kind of found each other on social media. And it's really interesting nowadays, because it's like, rarely do people reach out to me anymore. They literally just go back and forth. They literally just go back and forth with each other. And it's just so crazy to see the different relationships that have happened and friendships that have happened and all the different connections. And some, like, I kid you not, probably 100 times during the winter season, I get random FaceTimes from people and I pick it up, and it's a bunch of Mountain Vibes people from Canada, from Montana, from Vermont. They're all together in a place and I didn't even know they were linking up. And I'm like, it's so cool now just to see how it's spread and the family vibe and the people creating those connections. And I mean, it was what the ultimate goal was in the beginning, was to create a family where there's no real judgment. You can be a beginner, or you could be a pro. We look at you the same. You could be an adult, a kid. It didn't matter. It's about like a family vibe and supporting each other. And what I mean? If someone's doing a 50-50 slide on a rail, instead of being like, "Hey, why did you do this or that?" It's like, everybody's clapping for that person and saying, "Yo, good job. Like, keep pushing." So it's just like the way this has evolved into the family, just, it makes me super proud.
Yeah, dude, and it just, yeah, it's, and it just, it also, it just like embodies like the entire spirit of the sport. You know what I mean? Like Mountain Vibes, it embodies what snowboarding is, like a little edgy, a little, on the edge, but still like a family, and we're going to look out for each other. And it doesn't matter like what you're rocking, what you're doing, who you are. If you're snowboarding and you're trying, like, that's what's up. Like, that's what we all love to do, because it's just a great sport to be a part of. It's changed like so many people's lives have changed. I've heard so many stories, as far as like being an instructor and being out there, and from our family, in Mountain Vibes, like, everyone's like, this family, it means everything to me. And, I rock and rip it hard. That's for sure. So yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, if you look at our social media, it's like, you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. If you go on there, it's like, we've got beginners on there. We've got old timers on there, like me, and even older. You've got guys on there, you've got kids on there, but the point is, it's basically like a safe zone where it doesn't matter how awesome you are. It literally just matters your passion and love for the sport, and just being a part of something. So I take a lot of pride in that. I also take a lot of shit and DMs and comments and on my page. And, it's hard because when we first started it, the goal was, as you see all these other companies, they call them team riders. So it's like, all right, we're gonna have these team riders. So we started off with like 10 guys and 10 girls, because we wanted it to be very general neutral. But then we realized there's so many people applying and wanted to be a part of it. So we're like, you know what? let's bring on a new group of people that aren't necessarily team riders yet because they're coming into the company, but let's just call them reps. So then we started having reps, and we're like, all right, we'll have 10 and 10 of those. So we have a total of 40 people in the company, 20 riders, 20 reps. And then the reps grew to 30, and then it grew to 40, and now it's at like 50. And I think we're at like, I don't know, maybe 22 to 25 team riders. So you're looking at 75 people that are either team riders and reps. And the reality is, there's not a huge difference between the two. It may be a label, but there's not really a difference. We're a family. It's literally like saying brother, sister, cousin. The reality is we're a family. But it's funny because 1 year, I think it wasn't last year, I think it was the year before, but we had almost 10,000 people in the one season apply to be a part of Mountain Vibes. And it's like, dude, it's such a humbling and amazing feeling, but it's such a double-edged sword too, because it's like, we can only have so many riders and reps, and there's people that are deserving out there that should be a part of it. And those people slide into my DMs. Trust me, a lot of people do. But the reality is it's just hard because you look at the social media, and it's like, sometimes you see somebody who has only been riding for a year or two, and I got those people in my DMs saying, I applied and I'm so much better and I'm so much radder and I'm so much more awesome. And they're shitting on you nonstop. But the reality is like, those aren't the people that I want a part of this organization. I want the people that are sliding it into the DM saying like, yo, you guys are crushing it. Love the support for everybody across the board. So, you know, having that many people apply, it's hard to catch everybody. So if you're truly passionate about it, I suggest you do what Dylan does. Do you know how Dylan got into this company? Dylan found my Instagram, which is Justin G. Desmond. And he started tagging me and Mountain Vibes in every post. Then he started DMing me. And I kid you not, Dylan tagged and messaged me for almost a year until the point. Where I went and looked at it, and he ended up becoming an absolute rock star for us. So, you know, I may miss, and the recruitment team may miss an amazing opportunity, but dude, just slide into our DMs and we'll do our best to get you on board. As long as you want to be a part of a family and part of an organization that gives back, wants to do good in snowboarding and supports the community and all the riders around, and then that's what we're about. If you're trying to be the most awesome, raddest, coolest person out there, you're in the wrong place. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Humble, kind, you know, individuals repping, like, that are all about just positive vibes. That's what we're always looking for. We don't care whether or not you can huck a 7 or whatever. It doesn't matter to us. It matters that you have good communication and you just have a good vibe about you, and you are going to be somebody that is going to be all about the family. And, you know, as long as people do that in this family, like, we're going to be golden and we're going to be taken over, man. That leads me into, you know, a little bit of talking about the future, what the future holds. Just a few things, like, you know, we have Stacy in the Snow is one of our core team members. She's killing it right now. We have Shawnee running a couple things. He's going to be taking over recruitment, and that's his IG is 3X Boarding. You know, Emily and Justin are always killing it. They work so hard. You don't even know how hard they work with their other company along with this company. It's amazing that we get to have this time to talk to the man and the owner of Mountain Vibes. So, you know, as far as like the future of the company goes, what's up?
Let me just touch base on that real quickly too. I mean, Dylan came in a year or two ago, and he's taken over recruitment, and you're absolutely crushed it, dude. And we've kind of promoted you now to the president of the company. So you run the day to day and absolutely crushed it. And Nick, Stacy, and Shawnee, absolutely, like, at this point, we're at a point where we can't do it without you guys, and you guys all crush it. I do have to say, Emily has been an absolute savior when it comes to us. I mean, this little girl came on in the beginning, and she was just a little snowboarder, and then she was my assistant, and then she was my partner. And it's like, now we started and run three companies together, and like, just the amount of support she's given is truly kind of what's helped keep this company afloat and going through COVID when all these other companies were shutting down. But just the hard work that everybody's put in, and even the team riders and reps, like all the times they tag and send videos in, and, you know, Dylan, you stepping up last year, the year before, and taking over recruitment, and, you know, guys all taking over social media. I mean, that was one of the things for me that I used to kind of, it used to get to me was social media. I haven't had touched social media in probably a year now. So it's just really cool to have had all that support along the way and seeing everybody step up and want to be a part of this organization and family. It's really cool. Dylan, you've been crushing it too across the board, man. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I've always felt like as soon as I became a part of it as a rep, I was like, this is family. And Justin always is always going to look out for me, and I'll look out for him. Same with Emily, same with Nick. Nick always kills it in the events. Love that guy. He's such a good looking cat too, you know, and he's the man. So really appreciate the team and Stacy and Shawnee and everybody. So, you know, as far as like what we're going to be doing, you know, moving forward, we're going to be crushing it. We're going to be trying to put out original content more. We're going to try and get together more. I know we have our event with Homeboys coming up soon. And Justin, I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit more. It's going to be super awesome. It's going to be down in Southern California, and you know, I'm looking forward to see how it all shakes out because it's coming up here quick.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, as this family evolves and as the organization evolves, everything seems to be just evolving. And, you know, when we first started this, the goal was to take out like 10 or 15 kids to snowboard. And it's like, that was my goal. I wanted to give them one-on-one experiences. And then it grew to, let's take 25 kids out a shot, which means you got to get 25 adults involved. And then it grew to, you know what, the kids all want stuff for the summer. So let's start doing skateboard events. And then from there, now it's evolved. And one of the organizations we work for called Homeboys. Dylan, you still with me? Like you're frozen over there.
Am I? Can you see me?
There you are. Sorry, I'm not sure if it's my connection, but needless to say, Homeboys reached out and they said, hey, can you come down to our youth campus? Which I've gone down there personally on my own and spoke in front of the kids a bunch of times just to kind of, you know, tell them some of us do have tough backgrounds, but, you know, this is where I'm from and this is what I've created. And, you know, we've set up, they've asked us if we could come there in the next week or two, almost like a Christmas thing. So I was like, yeah, I'll reach out to a bunch of sponsors, see who wants to kind of donate. We can go down there. They've got a parking lot. We can skateboard. They got a basketball hoop. They've got a weightlifting thing. We'll fund the entire thing. We'll bring food and everything. Normally we got like 20, 25 kids. So needless to say, the other day I talked to them, they said they put a sign up for it. And because we've done two or three events with them and they know that all these kids talk and just talked about the event, I think we have 102 kids signed up for this event next Wednesday. So needless to say, we're going down there. We're going to give a bunch of skateboards away, basketballs, scooters. We're going to spend the day there. We're bringing food for the kids. We're going to hang out, do giveaways. But really the objective there is just to connect with these kids, talk with them, you know, through skateboarding, snowboarding, basketball. These are all positive outlets in life. And if you can open just one kid's eyes to the fact that, like, rather than turning to something that's self-destructive, you turn to something that's positive, that's one more kid than prior to us doing this. So needless to say, next Wednesday, we're going to be doing an event on the East Campus of theirs. I think a bunch of the Mountain Vibes people are going to go down. We're going to have a good old time. Maybe we'll go live on social media, talk with all the kids, and then I'll get up in front of them, you know, have my little discussion with them all and, you know, just have a good time. Just kind of spread that love, spread those vibes.
That's right. Yeah. And that's going to be such an awesome event down there. I wish I could, wish I was going down, but, you know, it's family time up here in North Idaho. It's going to be kind of a travel day for us up here, but yeah, it's going to be super sick. And, you know, I'm stoked to see what we put out for it. Yeah. And I can't wait to get to my first event, man. It's like, it's long overdue. So as soon as I can lock that down, that's going to be so much fun. But yeah, I'm super excited. And, you know, it's awesome that, you know, these reps and riders are, you know, the backbone of our company, and you know, it's great when they get to have the opportunity to go out there and help out and be a part of the events and everything. So
and let me
love
tell
to
you
see
a little
that.
Bit about the events. Like, let me paint a picture for everybody from the outside that just hears us rambling over here. Here's how our events normally go. First, we show up in a group, and the kids are obviously intimidated. These kids are all less fortunate, at risk, some abused or severely abused. And you've got 20 to 30 or 40 adults walking in there that all have that snowboard vibe, a little bit of an edgy vibe. You know what I mean? So we meet all the kids. We team up the kids one-on-one with an adult to hang out with, snowboard with, skateboard with. And then we do what's called our opening circle of love. So we get all the kids in a circle and, you know, like a warm up to a comedian. Emily and I get in the middle, or whoever's there with me helping me kind of run the show. I stand in the middle and I kind of just, you know, loosen the kids up a little bit and joke a little bit. And I tell them a little bit about me. And, you know, I pick on the adults that are with them so they feel comfortable and they feel like there's somebody there with them. Then we kind of split for an hour or two. The kids go and skateboard, snowboard, whatever the event is with their adults. And you can see then they're still a little nervous, but then usually Emily and I, or one of the more experienced people, I keep us free. And then we just bounce around in between the adults and kids and just kind of talk and joke and have a good time. And then we have lunch. And by the time lunch hits, you start to see the kids change. You start to see that shelled, quiet, terrified kid start to change to laughing, joking, hanging out. And it's like, it's cool. But the real transformation comes in the end. They get done with lunch. Their bellies are full. They're laughing. They're joking. They're talking. They're having fun. And then you have the second half of it. They go out. They have fun. Now it's where it's like jokes are coming in and playing and having a good time. And, you know, Emily and I and whoever the other, all the adults are having a good time with these kids. Then we do what's called the circle closing of love. And that closing is where we really hit home. So we get all the kids together and, you know, we give all the adults a round of applause. We give all the kids a round of applause. And then I pull all the kids in closer and I kind of just tell them my backstory and my childhood growing up. And I talk to them about, you know, positives and negatives in life. You know, the reality is like these kids, everybody, you have choices. People might not think they have choices, but you have choices. You can go down different paths, but the reality is every path leads to a different direction. And if you use positive outlets in life, those paths can lead you to somewhere pretty freaking awesome. And so I talk with them a bit about that. And then we kind of get the circle back together. And then we do a big giveaway. We give away skateboards. We give away snowboards. We draw kids' names out of a hat. But the goal is always for no kid to ever leave without some type of a goodie bag. And you see at the end of the day, I mean, these kids are in tears. They're crying. They're happy. And, you know, it's just, it's so freaking rad and awesome. I mean, I know this first podcast, we're supposed to talk about me and we're supposed to talk about, you know, the backstory of my past and how everything got created. But the reality is like, let's talk about the kids. And that's what I care about. All the rest of the shit is just noise to me. I just want to talk about the kids. And I know Dylan's next question, so I'm going to put it right out there is do I have one memorable time or story from a charity event? And to answer your question, Dylan, I do.
Awesome.
Let's I'll go. Leave you out of it, and I'll try to keep this as basic as possible. So the first, very first event we ever did, we did in Colorado, and there was 25 kids, maybe 20, 25, and there's this one kid, he was the most difficult kid, little red-haired kid, so difficult, didn't want to snowboard, stayed at the base with me and his adult, talked a lot of noise, was a little wise guy, ended up leaving, ended up sending me an email a couple days after the event, apologize, said, hey, just want to let you know I'm a foster kid. I've gone through some abuse in my life. Got two pairs of pants, two shirts. I get picked on a lot at school. My defense is just to be a wise guy. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to go above and beyond for this kid. So I went to some sponsors. Emily and I pulled some stuff together and I sent this kid out a full box of stuff, like all kinds of snowboarding gear, skateboarding gear. So I'm like, this kid no longer has any of this. And I told him, I'm like, I chatted with him. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you ever need someone to talk about or talk to, just reach out to me. I kid you not, I don't hear from this kid for a year. And I'm like, all right, good. Well, you don't do something good because you want a thank you or you want acknowledgement. You do it because it's the right thing to do. So I don't hear from this kid for a year. I'm not joking when I say this. This kid reaches out to me a year later and said, basically sent me an email, said, I'm more mature now. I just wanted to know that I didn't know how to say thank you for everything that you sent to me. But you know, I started thinking about our conversation, everything, and rather than going down these bad avenues I'm going down, I decided to help people that are in the same position that I'm in. So at school, I talked to the student board and I started an anti-bullying group at my school. He said, after I stopped getting picked on about my clothes, it made me realize that bullying was my biggest thing that was happening to me, and I wanted to help other people that are getting bullied. So he used to say, him and I talked through an email or two, and this kid starts an anti-bullying group. So I said to him, you know, let me know if there's anything I can do and this and that. And he's like, you know, I'd love to give away some of the Mountain Vibes gear stuff to the kids at the school. So I sent a bunch of stuff out to him and everything, and I'm staying in contact. And then this kid ghosts me. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I'm connecting with this kid and he ghosts me. I'm like, all right, whatever. I did what I could to help him. I am not lying when I say this kid emails me a year and a half later. Justin, just wanted to reach out to you. You know, I appreciated everything you did for me. I just wanted to give you an update. The anti-bullying group at my school has over 2,000 kids now signed up for it. And I've now spoke at four other local schools and helped their student boards set up anti-bullying groups. I now advocate for anti-bullying in the school system. This wouldn't have happened if that one day I didn't go and snowboard and be a wise guy all day at the base of the mountain with you. And I remember who his rider was, but I'll leave that name out of it just for now, just because I don't want the kid to get connected to it. But needless to say, you think about the ripple effect on all that, how that takes place. We were just there teaching these kids to snowboard and trying to give them a day to escape from it all. This one kid took that to such a level that it's just so hard to think of, which is like, even if it was just him and what he did at his school, he had over 2,000 kids sign up for an anti-bullying group. How many of those kids then no longer had that negative experience because of this group? Then he took that to the next extent, which is he went and talked to four other schools about setting these groups up. I've stayed in touch with the kid over the years, and it's like he literally says that he's now going to be going to a community college for stuff along these lines. And it's like that ripple effect of like where it all starts from. Now you'd say that, and it's like over the past 7 years, we've taken out over 5,000 kids. What about all those stories we haven't heard of? So all these people can think, you know, their social media isn't this, or their writers aren't that, or people can say whatever they want to. At the end of the day, it's stories like that is what matters to me. That's what I care about.
And those are the stories that you love to hear. You know, I can't tell you like how many similar stories I have of like just how life is connected and you put the positive vibes out and you're helping this kid, you know, whether or not like his parents paid for a lesson or anything like that, like you're out there to give like a positive experience, because most people's first experience with snowboarding is not a good one. You know what I mean? It is your friends take you up to the mountain, right? And they all can ride. And they're like, okay, I'll teach you how to ride for like 10 minutes. And then I get sick of you and I'm like, oh, you're good. And I'll take off and do that. And I can't tell you, I was up the other week and I saw it. I can't even count, probably like 20 different groups where it was the same thing. There was a friend that was their first time, early season riding. Not a good experience. But when you give that positive experience to anybody out there, that's what it's all about. And that's what Mountain Vibes is about. And that's why I love it. And that's why it's a great family.
Yeah, I love it, dude. And, you know, just something that I kind of want to point out, too, is that everybody that's with Mountain Vibes, and this is Emily and I included, Dylan included, none of us are on payroll. Every single person that's with Mountain Vibes is here voluntarily. Every charity event we do and all the riders and reps that show up, they all volunteer their time. And that's what makes me so proud of what we do, because it just shows that people aren't in it for themselves. Like, they're in it for, in my opinion, all the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. And all the money that Emily and I have gotten over the years for the charity, we have put that to all of our charity events. That's how we've been able to put the charity events together. And that's how I think that we were able to survive through COVID, is we didn't have a payroll. Our payroll was literally all the money goes back into the kids. All the donations go to the kids. All the money that sales goes to the kids. So I just think that something that needs to be pointed out is just how freaking amazing this company is. This family, not company, I went and said it, and that's something that bothers me. But how amazing this family is. I mean, Dylan's the president of the company, and he volunteers his time. I mean, it's just, this thing is so amazing and so awesome and what it's become that I'm looking forward to the day that when I'm not here and everybody is just growing in a family and just crushing it, and it's not even about me, it's about the family, and it's really started turning that corner, and it's just so awesome to kind of see. It's so awesome.
Yeah, and it's been great. Been a great ride so far, and I can't wait for the future, man. It's going to be super awesome. And so I just want to get into like maybe a little bit of a fun rapid fire with the boss man real quick. I got a few questions for you, so let me hit you with, okay, pants or bibs? Did I freeze up on you?
Yeah, you froze, but it's probably my computer, so we're gonna move into the other room where my new puppy
is. Oh, all
is
good.
This is the new puppy.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Rosie, and she's a freaking terrorist. So we're going to see if she'll let me do this on the stairs near the closer to go. The live.
Yeah, I hear you there. But yeah, I was just going to ask real quick, pants or bibs?
Pants.
Favorite snowboarder? Let's go top three snowboarders all time, male or female.
I mean, I'm biased on that one. I got to talk about my boy Nate House from our same hometown.
The East Coast vibes, Nate House.
Oh, we're from like the towns right next to each other, which are the smallest towns out there. Kyle Mack, super top of my list. Absolute amazing. God, you're putting me in a position where if I don't say every single person's name with mountain vibes. So
hey, you know, it's I go back to my childhood, so I wouldn't even say anybody in the company or anything like that.
Yeah, I would say, you know, those in the company, I mean, I could keep rambling on names.
Yeah, there are just so many sick riders in our company.
Like, we've got some amazing women role models between Kim up in Washington and Carly up in Tahoe, and then you got little Maddie down here in SoCal, and you just Hillary over in Colorado. I mean, the entire family is completely stacked. But I would say if we step outside of the family, I would say my favorite present male is Scotty James. I love watching his TikToks. His personality is pretty fun to watch.
Some of his, he was pretty funny. I watched a YouTube of his like GQ interview one time where he like analyzes snowboard movies, like, or just snowboard scenes in movies. It was hilarious, man. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he's super dope. And then as for females, I mean, Maddie Mastro always kind of hits me because of how humble and kind she is and polite she is. Mm-hmm.
She rocks, and she rocks that double crippler, which is so sick.
Oh, she's legend. You know what I mean? Like, my boy Zab, love watching his stuff. I mean, he's a rider for us, but Dusty Hendrickson, like, that kid is on one, I'm telling you. I mean, he is just such a young pup, 18, 19, wherever he's at right now, and he's already on the Olympics, just absolutely throwing down. It's like, where's this kid at another 4 years of training or another 8 years of training? Like,
it's just the style and the steez level on him is just dripping off of him. It's just insane, dude.
Yeah, like, I could just keep rambling. It's like, I just want to keep pointing out all the Mountain Vibes people, just because, like, they're all just, they throw, and I love every one of them. And outside there, like, there's just, God, it's just a matter of what you're looking for. Like, there's just so many hitters. Like Casey Willicks, I think that he's just completely changing the game because, you know, he just has a mindset that isn't your standard snowboarder mindset. Like, he thinks outside the boxes. He took his podcast from a hey, I'm starting a podcast to probably one of the top podcast snowboarders in the out there. So like his vision and his mindset is just so cool. I mean,
I agree, dude. Like I've been watching his vlogs for probably 4 years now. I mean, it's just the mindset. Like the dude was already in shape, but in the past, I don't know, however many months, like I think he said 3 or 4 months, the man has lost 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. So he's just insanely jacked. I watched his snowboard vlog from yesterday, and he's riding at a level that I mean, he is just so dialed in everything that he does. You know, it's just so impressive to see. And he's on that NARV tour right now. And, you know, it's just so sick that he does stuff that is awesome. And it kind of vibes with the Mountain Vibes family as well. Is like, he goes from place to place and he's just trying to spread the stoke with kids. Like, and he's cheering on the people that are just like learning, and he's getting people's names out there. Like, he basically like can highlight all these people from the mountains that he goes to, these local like legends that you may not have ever known about. And he throws their IG up there, and he's like, he's doing follow cams on them, and they're just the sickest riders you've ever seen. And you've never known anything about them, but it's just super cool to see him spread it.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, we're talking about all these people, and by the way, just so all you listeners know, one of the people we just listed who's not with Mountain Vibes will be our next guest for podcast. So that is kind of exciting who we're going to be bringing on there. But I mean, I think if you twisted my arm and said, you know, out of everybody you listed in Mountain Vibes, outside of Mountain Vibes, across the board, who's your favorite? It's got to be Nate House. Not because we're from the same place, but like at Dew Tour where he won this past year, like when you watch him, his style is unmatched in my opinion. Like you can just see how he flows, and it's literally like breathing to him. It's just, his style is unreal. By far the most humble person I have ever met. This dude is absolutely blowing up, and he's at Dew Tour and he's practicing. And one of the Mountain Vibes people, it was like their dream was to go take a ride with him. He literally stopped practicing for Dew Tour. He's sitting there practicing, only has an hour to practice. Literally stopped, went up, took a run or two with this person, filmed them. And it was like, dude, this is what it's all about, is people like Nate who put the sport before him, and they just, and you know, Casey's like that too. But yeah, Nate is just something wicked, dude. I don't know what it is about him, but it's a pure role model. That's all I can say. You know,
it makes sense that they're homies too.
Yeah, so, Nate's my dude, and him and Casey are super close. But you know, all those dudes, everybody knows each other. It's amazing how when you first started Mountain Vibes, it's like I couldn't even talk to anybody. And now it's like once you start to get to know people and everybody gets it, it's like we all know each other. We all, it's such a cool family, dude.
Yeah, I love it, dude.
What else you got for rapid fire? Anything?
Rapid fire, let's go. Okay, so you going to go Epic or Icon Pass?
Icon.
Okay, cool. Do you have like a favorite video part or favorite snowboard movie that you can remember?
I mean, a lot of the Sunday at the Parks at Bear were pretty wicked. Like trying to figure out which
legend.
One kind of narrow it down to is tough. The Art of Flight, I mean, we all know that one. That one's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to kind of narrow it down to one, but I mean, anything that our Mountain Vibes people in are my favorites.
There you go. Like, that's the answer. That's how we do it, baby. There we go. Yeah. And I just can't, dude, as far as rapid fire, that's really all I got. But as far as like, just like the future, man, I just am so stoked to be a part of it. And, you know, I love to see all the reps and riders out there doing their thing throughout the season. And yeah, man. You know, yeah, I think
one thing that I just want to press to everybody is that Dylan and I are going to be hosting these podcasts moving forward, and we're going to get other people on here. And it's great to get some of those big names on here that we're going to be getting on here in the first few episodes. But our goal is to be a very diverse podcast and have people all across the board on there. The one thing that I would like to do is just kind of, I know everybody does this, but like give advice to people out there. My advice is this. If you see somebody fall, go and check and see if they're okay. If you see somebody that's nervous, ask if they want to chat on the park hill or something like that. But support each other. I'm so tired of seeing this negativity and all this shit talking online. And, you know, I mean, it's not the closest three you've ever seen, or it's not, it's like, dude, pick each other up and support each other rather than knock each other down. I know it's cool to go out there and talk shit to people, but here's the reality check. It's not cool. What's cool is supporting each other. What's cool is giving compliments on people's posts. So I strongly suggest anybody that's listening to this, take time and go put some positivity out there. Comment positive, support each other. This community should be a community that's supporting each other, not knocking each other down. And if we can learn to start supporting each other more, the sky is the limit and the future is bright for all of us. So the best thing I can tell everybody is start supporting each other and keep that positivity going. And again, if you're trying to be a part of Mountain Vibes, and we've missed your messages or emails, feel free to slide into my DMs. They're open. Be nice to have some positive ones for once. That's what all I got to say on my end to close it out.
All right. Then we all know how that goes. And I would just reiterate the same thing. Whenever people, you know, spread the stoke and I get to see people out there throwing it down and they're mentioning us and doing their thing, that just makes it so much a positive vibe for what we do. And we get to make sure we get to highlight all you guys. And, you know, if you want to talk to us and you want to be a part of this family, then, you know, like Justin said, just get into the DMs, let us know you're out there. And, you know, when we have spots open, we will consider you. And that's the best way to do it, honestly. You can also send us emails through our website. But honestly, you know, getting into the Instagram is where we are most active. And, you know, as far as, like, closing it out, I just want to say thanks for your time, boss man. Really appreciate it. Say thanks again and stoked to be doing this podcast.
Hope everybody has a safe